Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody tune in. You're listening to Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients to embody my soul. I'm Talk Dude. On the other end of this line is the one, the only, Organic OK.
Man, that guy right there, man. If you know what was doing behind the scenes, this man came into this show and he pimped. He did it. He pimped this. See, it's the organic pimping that I have to change. It's sizzling, man. Because when you cook something, you see the food sizzling. And that's a sizzle in that game of pimping. Because he pimping. Everybody, today is
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
February 14th. This is a special edition of the show. We'll try to basically send it to everybody out there who basically is in need of a card and candy to let them know somebody is thinking of you. All right. Call in. Get involved with all this. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, let's talk. How do we talk about people need to organically pimp themselves? How do we talk about putting that spice, twisting it? How do we do that?
How do we do that? See, one of the things, when you're organic, listen, when you're organic pimping, when you pimp at the level that you pimp, freeze. It frees the coolest sensation that allow you to be relaxed and enjoying the heated moment. See, it was a time where people, see, it's like a movie, right? It's like a movie. In a movie, you know what they'll do? You know what they'll do in a movie? See, a movie or a program, they'll show you these movies where people are drinking lemonade, right? And as they're drinking lemonade, so, oh, that was so tasty. And you think to yourself, why did we forget how good this actual lemonade is? Do we forget how good the taste is? Somebody's doing free working. I call it free working because they're not really getting paid. If they're getting paid what they're getting paid, they're not really getting paid what they're worth. And they're working, and they drinking this lemonade, and they say, oh, it's so good. Just think to yourself. What we're truly doing in our lives is in the value and perspective that we're not cross-contaminating the peace that we're supposed to be getting, right? It's times where people go through more opposition, and they got more motivation in their opposition than they actually get when they're just relaxing. Where the motivation comes to do things that you have an issue with the positivity of being organic in your life, when you're cross-contaminated living, you're feeling the actual cross-contaminated appetite that people are putting in your, and you don't realize it's killing you. And listen to this. This is the same.
Go ahead.
When we are truly connected to the level of argument, see, when you came in the show with this sensation, it was this type of pimping that you can identify when it's actually uplifting, not just sound like somebody's going through the motion like they're sleeping, right? Which was truly on the edge of greater connection to the next level of connection. Wow. See, when you're seeing somebody, see, that's what it's saying about all these gifted people, right? These deception of gifted people. When you come across it, they look like everything and every type of person, you feel that lost. If somebody said, oh, that's the person over there. You see them, you say, oh, man. But who told you, like, cause, you know, these people are giving you the hookups. And the hookups, you know, you lose a lot of time when it's cross-contaminated. You lose a lot more than what you get in a lot of time. And then the person will give you an impression that they waste all your time, maybe waste all your finance, you know. They did a lot for you. When they waste more money and more time, and you had all that done, and save some time and have peace of mind, right? But what I'm getting to is when you have this situation where people truly a gift and actually adding to your life, it's things that you just get. You still seeing this cleansing in your perspective, and you start to say, oh, my goodness, this is what I was talking about. This is where I was so vulnerable, I didn't know what this really was. Now you get to see what the vulnerable really means, what somebody really worked with you, really for you, really looking to see your happiness, really there to invest your happiness. They are part of you where you are being rewarded for you caring and not being oppositional, being executed for the care of what you're doing. People think it's normal to see a person doing right, be left out in the wild, to be kind of eat like bosses looking at you being vulnerable. And people don't know that this is why we are looking for things that we really deserve in our abilities. It's that people are, in a sense, stealing this. People are stealing. This is not normal for us to have so many situations where people are trying to look up and do the worst for us and do the best and help our actual life with that. Make sense?
Makes all the sense in the world. Now, listen. I need to get in on this. Now, look, I'm not just a co-host. I'm also a client of all this. He's trying to basically get me to sort of organically pimp myself, self-improvement. And let's say this. True story. This happened to me today. I was doing clean really for a good while in whatever in my whole – I was actually getting basically on track. I was curing, rectifying myself. That's an appropriate word. What was, I started indulging. I started drinking more of these things I should not be drinking, that are bad for my system. They're bad for anybody's system, but me especially. And years of abuse, including taking their toll. Guess what? I was standing by the bus stop, literally, waiting to basically get to my destination, the recording booth, and I crapped my pants. I'm not lying. I'll swear on a stack of whatever holy book you've got. That happened to me today, and I had to run home. And it wasn't even a little bit. It was a whole bunch. My whole body was saying, you can't take this anymore. That's why I'm especially here tonight for this whole thing. Why? Because it took like this to make me realize how bad off I am and how much I need to change.
See, one of the things people will never tell you is your happiness can be defined in the actual engineering of your caring. You can go through the worst things in your life, and you'll bring the freedom, rewarding the freedom that your desires truly have been rewarded from an internal being. When you truly that, when you go through the worst part of your life, you'll see people truly, they're humble to your life, humble to the blessings, humble to the family, humble to the connecting, because they see it more to you than what the opposition that came across you. They see you and they say, oh, this is going to be a very special thing. That's why people that really have exceptional ability, that go through a lot of opposition, people really identify with it in a whole new level. You notice that, right?
Yeah.
Things that people shouldn't even care about them about, they in love with them because they know that that person is there for them. This person is not going to compromise them. This person is going through things, but they know this person truly is coming from a good place that you can connect with. Come on now. We're listening to you.
Okay. All right. My turn. It was humiliating. It was mortifying. I was like, I cannot believe. You know how old I am? I was like, why did I have a little kid problem like that right there? And I remember thinking, my body is trying to tell me something.
People don't have your problem, and they do those things, sir. Do you know that? It's people that don't have your problem physically, and they do things just like that. And you know what they do? Find some moments for laughing at themselves. You see, you can't be trying to be this perfect person that does not allow you to even enjoy the organic experience that your life is moving towards. You're doing human being things that allow you to say you're human. See, it's nothing in your life that you're doing right now is looking to destroy your happiness. Think about that. Think about how organic your life is. You're doing right now looking to destroy your happiness. Think about that. So you don't have to feel like you got to bow down to people to make them feel like they have some kind of judgment on you. Laughing and joy that you still have something that people would want to have, right? Some people lose this. People have all the relationships but don't have no identifying organic in their life because they did so many things that they know the people around them don't appreciate things because they're just they're always trying to outdo. And see, the thing is, it's got to be a point in time where you're, the harvest in your life got to be able to grow. See, your harvest, look at this. I don't care how old a tree is. How long would a tree last if it dies? How long would a tree last?
How long what?
How long would a tree last if it's dead?
If it was dead, my God, it would just kind of be withering. I don't know how much longer, but like, I don't know. There you go.
I'm saying to you is something can be here for hundreds or maybe thousands of years, and if you're looking at these things, people, it's just a natural being. See, that's so natural. See, this is what you understand. Everybody, this is what I want you all to do. We're going to take this, we're going to take a unique perspective. We're going to take this 17-bit and do talks and take over the show. And I'm going to say, everybody, have Valentine's Day. You take over this, man. This is yours. You take over this. I'm going to listen to it, and I'm going to be out. This is all you.
Okay, to all of you who basically know, now listen, let me tell you something. Now, one problem with Valentine's Day is that it gets sort of a bad rap. Valentine's Day is supposed to be about, you know, sending cards and candy to those who matter to you. And so many basically want to take this advantage to lovers want to celebrate love. All well and good. But once again, there are people who basically misuse the holiday in a lot of ways. You know what I'm talking about. There are people who basically just want to get a date for the sake of getting a date to prove they're not going to be always lonely, to prove they can. There are people who basically just want to get stuff. But the problem is, you should be basically celebrating this thing throughout the year. I mean, love should be basically the kind of thing that's always celebrated. Every form of love. I know, it's such a bitch to do it, but you got to give it a shot. The few of you who might be listening out there, and I doubt there are many, because let's be totally honest here for a second. Today's day everyone wants to celebrate love and whatever. But the truth is, the times you want to safely set aside, if you are, in fact, have a moment to yourself, you're listening to this at some point and telling yourself, I really need to improve myself. Because progress, when you become an adult, it's the kind of thing you're supposed to do every day. Self-progression, self-improvement. That is a thing. That is more than just a reality. It's a certainty. It is something that you need to do. Some of you out there may be asking, some of you maybe, who are listening to this, who are thinking, okay, after all I've heard from you, what's the next step? Well, honestly, pump yourself up a little bit better. Make every single day you can be important. Make every single day you can matter. You know ways to do this. You might want to think, I'm not allowed to cut through the lines. I got to be kind of busy. Honestly, I'm doing basically this whole show from a location I'm not supposed to be. I was all set to head up to the booth. I told you what happened to me. I fudged my pants and underwear. Really, it happened. Not really had this problem a lot, but I've been having health problems in this particular kind of way for a while, and it took something this bad to make me realize how big and how disastrous this health problem has become. And believe me, I was tempted just to give up altogether. Why does this keep happening to me? Because I keep putting myself in basically a bad circumstance by I take the wrong steps and it leads me back to the right place. I'm afraid to change. But let me tell you something. Everybody, especially, sort of fears change. We all want to stay kind of where we are. It's so comfortable. Just because we master the rules, they all change. It's such a pain, isn't it? But change can give you what you need. Think about what you're tired of in your life and what you're settling for because you're too afraid to change. It's not that you don't know how. You're scared. This is all you know. It's like to change what you're doing, who you are, is to accept a different identity. I'm afraid. Everybody feels this, even people who basically are in sort of a pattern that they've mostly grown to like, but know they can't stay there forever and they got to keep climbing just to sort of stay where they are, just to stay at that spot. It's 45 minutes after the hour here on the program, Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. Please call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, once again, I'm of a certain age, whatever, and you know what? It took this epiphany. It took me literally busting a load in my – a crap load in my pants today to make me realize that this is horrible habit for the longest time, and I can't do it anymore. There's no future in it. It has to end. It has to end now. My body is trying to tell me something. For a long time, I didn't listen because it told me something else. I'm addicted to these power sodas. I've had them for so long, I was afraid to be without them. It's not just a question of difference. The withdrawal, my body would go nuts without it. I would feel this horrible craving that wouldn't stop until I had one. I wouldn't stop at one. My body is especially rejecting this stuff. But I gave in to basically, the bloodstream cries out for it, but the stomach, the rest of the body is sort of fighting it. It's a terrible, terrible thing, but it's going to change, and it needs to. Should have changed light years ago. But the problem is I let bad habits, I let the pain of withdrawal keep me from taking that next step. Organic pimping means, well, basically being able to know how to push yourself. The soul, what does the soul tell me? The soul is telling me, the embodied soul is telling me not to do this anymore. The embodied soul is telling me to make changes. I was even going to show up early to the booth, but then after this happened, basically, my body is just telling me that enough, literally is enough, and that it's time for a change. Organic was unhappy with me. I know it feels like I'm devoting a lot of time to this, but I'm trying to help you realize, think about a really terrible habit that you have in your life that you're afraid to stop doing because it's what you know so well and you're so terrified that if there's a change, you won't know who you are anymore. You're afraid of the withdrawal. It feels so good to relapse, doesn't it? It's like, fun that walking of the line ends. I've missed you. Oh, God, I'm indulgent. So many are afraid as to what will happen. It's like a baby bird leaving that nest. Your wings can be defective. You can fall. You can get shot out of the sky. You can get picked up by a bigger bird. Anything can happen. And this is all you know. I'm going to quit this. I'm making this promise to you listeners out there right now that I'm going to give up this poison, these power sodas. Why? Because it's the only way I'm going to continue to live. My body basically sent me up this major warning shot. There have been others. I've had similar problems to this. Never one quite this severe. Never. But there's a reason. My body is telling me enough is enough. My stomach has pretty much been shot because of these drinks. I was off them for a while, and then I relapsed. I keep saying, this is it, no more of this, but I keep on, it's a horrible addiction. This stuff is the most addictive substance on earth. It's no good to moderate, to just cut down. You have to quit them cold turkey. And that's what I'm going to do, because if I don't, well, you get the idea. Ask yourself, what is a particular bad habit I want to get rid of? Focus on that one habit, breaking through that one wall. Focus on that today. one task. Come on. If you're doing something you'd rather not, you're doing something you know isn't good for you, if you're doing something that is slowing you down or stopping you cold turkey, what is it? Take a moment to ask yourself that. Come on, you know what it is. You've got to quit it. Cut it out. Okay, now that I've said that, let me move on to other things. How do you get through the withdrawal, the whole need? How do you get through the horrible feeling of, you know? Well, if you must know, guess what? You can't pump yourself. You can't really push yourself to where you want to be. Try living a little bit organically. Now, once again, eating better, cutting out a lot of those foods that aren't good for you helps. But some of you basically eat the wrong things because it's convenient, it's prepackaged, processed, and loaded with preservatives. Try saying that three times fast. And at the same time, it's cheaper and more convenient. I can't afford another time to eat right. I'm afraid to change the patterns I've been having a lot in my legs. I'm afraid I don't have time, and I'm afraid, once again, my body starts going nuts when I change my nice, safe little routine. I basically don't know what to do. I'm lost. I'm afraid. I'm afraid I will be lost. I'm afraid to soar because I might fall. Look, once again, that's why I'm on this show. I'm not just an interesting radio personality with a radio dynamic. I'm kind of a member. I'm kind of somebody who needs the program too. And that's why Organic put me on here, because he thought, I want to basically put somebody on here who's not just an actor doing a lot of low-pitched softball back and forth trying to marvel over whatever the miracle product is they're trying to sell, just to sell more of it. But somebody who needs the program, someone who realizes, as pretentious as it sounds, that everybody kind of needs this. You can do what you want to be doing with your life. And you can get, and even old bad habits, you can get rid of them and be all the better for it. Ask yourself what it is that you're doing. Is it smoking? You've grown so accustomed to you want to quit smoking, how bad it is for you, but you're afraid to stop because you've done it for so long. You mean the end of one of the most guaranteed, reliable pleasures you have in your life? You're afraid of the painful, long withdrawal that might go from basically quitting lighting up. It's such an easy, social, relaxing form. We indulge a lot of things that are bad for us, and we basically do it because it feels good, and also it's killing us faster. Some of us don't want to live to a ripe old age. See what happens when people become senior citizens. All the living out, life stops being worth living, doesn't it? I'm telling you all right now, and I mean this, you can be much better than you are. You can do it. It's simple. It's just about doing it. There are other things that you can do. Okay, look. Today I made a resolution, never drink these drinks again. I'm going to drink water and tea decaffeinated from now on. And get lots of sleep and exercise. And eat a lot more food. Smokers, you can do the same thing if you have a problem with cigarette smoking. Listen, chew gum. Chew nicotine gum. Try the patch. And do a lot of deep breathing. Alcoholics, do you feel like your whole life has become about the bottle? Aren't you tired of basically having to feel like you have to run to this thing constantly, like it has to be your whole world? Is it costly? Is it messing up your health? Are you getting in trouble over it? You can get help too. There are answers. It's simple. It's a long, painful ordeal. It's not a cakewalk, but it can be done. That's what the show has always been about. Now, me personally, I know I got a long, ugly road ahead of me. But guess what? I'm going to do it. Mostly because it needs to be done. No one's going to do it for me. No one can do it for me. It's going to get some help, but you got to take the steps. It can be a real adventure. It can be exciting going on this real adventure instead of just having the same old ritual life of just getting up, going to work, slogging through it, and crashing into bed. You can live a more storied, adventurous life. Adventure. That's what it is. Something exciting. Something that basically helps the blood circulate. Something that means something. I know tomorrow I'm going to feel like the definition of hell on earth. I'm about to be screaming for that poison, but I'm not going to answer it. I will find other means. So help me God, other means. Lord only knows what's going to happen now. I don't know. But one thing I do know is that I'm going to be basically following this program, and I want to basically, while I'm encouraging you to turn your own life around for the better, I'm going to tell you what's going on in mine. A lot of people might be listening, we can do this together. Consider that your Valentine's Day gift. We are doing this together, joining, uniting for something grand, for that greater good, that personal self-improvement is a real thing, and it can happen. It can happen. It will happen. It will happen. Me, my friends, my neighbors, my brethren, I wish you a happy Valentine's Day. And I wish you a journey towards great recovery. See what organic pimping really means. What it can really mean for you. What it can really mean for that greater good. That greatest good. Better. Better everything. Thank you all. You've been listening to Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. It's 7:58 here on the dot, and I want to basically let you know we're on the web. Check us out. You listen to all our shows, all our recordings, and begin self-preservation here. Okay? When we're on the air, call us. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Remember, we're all there. We're all there for each other. Thank you for listening. Hope somebody hears this at some point and decides to do some serious life changing. That greater good is closer than you think. That better you is right around the corner. Be the best version of yourself you can possibly be. That is the central message of what we're doing here. Listen carefully, because it's something. Listen. Tune in. We're all over the web. Once again, the name of the show, Organic Pimpin', Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Call us. Embrace us. And thus yourself. I want to thank you all one more time and say happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Wish you good, but thank you. And good night.